USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Protesters have been cleared off the grounds of New York's Columbia University. The university asking the NYPD to clear out anti-Israel protest camps on Tuesday night, saying it was for the safety of all students. In Los Angeles, police also sweeping through the UCLA campus, saying they were asked by the school to restore order as violence was breaking out between anti-war and pro-Israel demonstrators. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, no fan of the protesters on college campuses.
What is clear is that basic comprehension of history, theology, and geography is in very short supply in the Ivy League.
This, as New York City Mayor Eric Adams says, many of the protests in New York City have been taken over by professional agitators that have no affiliation with the school, and he's calling for them to end.
I'm urging every student and every protester to walk away from this situation now and continue your advocacy through other means.
Four law enforcement officers from Charlotte, North Carolina have been killed and four others injured by gunfire while serving a warrant related to possession of a firearm by a felon. In remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, remembers the fallen officers and calls for an assault weapons ban.
The Senate mourns the loss of these dedicated public servants. We grieve with their families. And we must do more to prevent shootings like this that involve AR-style weapons.
The Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the United States as refugees, a move that would offer a permanent safe haven for some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza. That's according to an internal federal government document that was obtained by CBS News. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Lawmakers on the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability are debating telework for federal employees years after the pandemic. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman questioned the Office Budget and Management Deputy Director Jason Miller on Capitol Hill.
Is widespread federal telework as effective, efficient, and good for the taxpayers' in-person work?
Republicans have been pushing for more employees to return from teleworking, saying they believe it hurts productivity. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is continuing his Middle East visit with a stop in Jordan, meeting with King Abdullah and other leaders, as well as residents of Gaza who escaped the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. This comes as Israel prepares to begin their ground offensive in Rafah. Blinken once again saying the top priority is to get a deal done for a ceasefire and the release of hostages.
The Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise. And now it's on Hamas. And no more delays, no more excuses. The time to act is now.
Multiple newspaper outlets are suing Microsoft and OpenAI for copyright infringement. On Tuesday, eight newspapers owned by Alden Global Capital filed a lawsuit claiming Microsoft and OpenAI have used millions of their articles without permission to train their AI programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.